The rationale for considering single port surgery is that there have been several studies that have been done recently demonstrating that with increasing number of laparoscopic port sites and increasing size of those port sites, that there's a risk for infection, hernia, or increasing risk for visceral injury at those sites. And so by streamlining the number of incisions and even operating through just one incision made right at the base of the belly button, there's a potential to reduce that morbidity. Single port surgery basically involves performing all of a surgery through a small incision made at the base of the navel. It's usually 1.5 to 2 centimeter incision. We've been doing this kind of surgery for about 5-6 years and have some early preliminary outcomes suggesting that patients have very high satisfaction scores from this type of surgery, have low pain profiles, and take very few narcotics postoperatively, even when they've had hysterectomy or major procedures, and are happy with the way their scar looks after the surgery. It's known as scarless surgery. I put that in quotations because there really is a scar there, but if you make the scar in the right spot, the patient can't see it. I think the biggest issue with single port surgery now is really validating whether it's an approach that's worth continuing. Is it superior to conventional laparoscopic and robotic approaches? And I don't think we know that yet. Critics argue that if we're just doing this for cosmesis, that it may not be worth continuing to do the surgery because it is a little bit costly in terms of utilizing a special port for the surgery. It's called a multi-channel single port, in which you can put 4 different instruments. So the multi-channel port can accommodate a scope and then 3 instruments. And the surgeon essentially makes that 1.5 to 2 centimeter incision through a Hassan entry approach. And the surgeon will operate with an assistant. Usually the surgeon stands on the left side if they're right-handed. I like to stand on the left side of the bed. And the assistant holds the scope on the right side of the bed. And it's actually really fun surgery to perform. A lot of people who have not done it think it looks challenging to perform because you're operating through a tiny little incision, and so we call it in-line surgery because the instruments are in line with one another instead of being away from one another in what we call a triangulated approach in the pelvis. We use a technique called going gangster, which was coined by my friend Patrick Young, to utilize the instrumentation in a way that optimizes surgical plane so that you don't sword fight with yourself internally inside the patient or externally with the instruments. And we can do some fairly vast variety of procedures through this approach. I think the best indication for single-site surgery and for where there's a lot of practical common-sense application is for adnexal surgery when you're not doing a hysterectomy and you need to get out a large adnexa or a large ovarian cyst, because then you have a ready-made incision where you can remove even cysts as large as 14, 15 centimeters through an endo-catch bag, decompress them by visualizing them very easily at the incision site without spilling the cyst or mass, and also without having to struggle with using a lower quadrant trocar site that is a muscle-splitting incision. It can be very painful if it's extended, and I think we've all struggled with trying to get a specimen out through one of those types of incisions before, and it's painful. So the umbilicus is a really nice orifice to remove specimens like gallbladders, spleens, and ovaries.